In Jesus' name, amen. People are looking for success. The result is that there are individuals that are ready and willing to show us how to attain it. That's why we see full-page newspaper ads, such as this one I tore out of the Traverse City Record Eagle before I left Michigan, advertising Success 96, a seminar for everyone to attain all that you could ever want. And listen to who is on the agenda: Zig Ziglar, the number one motivational speaker, Paul Harvey, radio's number one personality, Peter Lowe, the number one authority on success in America, Olympic gold medalist Dan Jansen, and the world's best negotiator James Hennig, and many others, including personal appearances by Sparky Anderson, President Gerald Ford, and Barbara Bush. All for the early bird price of $49. There is little doubt that every speaker will give all that you need for success to be found inside your own self. It's not only the business world that looks to the glitz of name recognition, impressive resumes, and confidence in self. The context of the verses just read from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians tell us that Paul's ministry to Corinth was being undermined by other so-called ministers who had impressive letters of recommendation, resumes, and they offered the Corinthian Christians a supposedly more glorious ministry and message than that they had received from the apostle. It appears that some of the Corinthians were beginning to think that Paul's preaching of Christ crucified was ineffective, and his planting of the church there on that foundation was feeble. This leads Paul to remind them, in the very words of our text, that although he was not armed with the letters like those who had been peddling a law-oriented word of God for profit, he had an unsurpassed letter of recommendation, as he writes, "You show that you are a letter from Christ, the result of our ministry, written not with ink, but with the Spirit of the living God, not on tablets of stone, but on tablets of human hearts." Paul did not trot out his missionary resume to reestablish his credibility in this letter. He points them back to Christ, Christ who has written the new covenant right on their hearts, the new covenant foretold by the prophet Ezekiel, the new covenant which promised a new spirit, a new heart, and salvation from all the sinful impurity that pollutes the inner self. Paul does not point them to his own self or to their great self-potential. He points them to Christ and what Christ has done to bring them from death to life. As he writes, "Not that we are competent or sufficient to claim anything for ourselves, but our sufficiency comes from God through Christ. He made us sufficient or competent as ministers of a new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." With these words, Paul links those who point people to their own impressive letters as nothing more than ministers of the old covenant of the law that condemns and brings death, devoid of the Spirit, who breathes the new life of Christ into our sinfully dead bodies. Paul knew that the Corinthians were looking for glory in their ministry, even as the pastors and parishes of our beloved synod are. It is not found in the letter of the law which condemns, even though it can bring some impressive results that are temporary, that have a glory that quickly fades, even as the glory faded from Moses' face after he came down from Sinai. Thus, Paul redirects the Corinthians and us this morning to where the most glorious ministry on earth can be found. He writes, if the ministry that condemns men is glorious, how much more glorious is the ministry that brings righteousness? And in chapter 4 of this epistle, he points us to precisely where we find that glory. He writes, for God has made his light shine in our hearts to give us the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. Moses, as Exodus tells us, could not see God's face. He could see other parts of the glory of God, but not the face of God. In Christ, God now shows his face to the whole world. In the flesh and blood, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for our sins, God radiated his glory across our globe. In the Christ, very importantly, who continues to freely offer his righteousness to us in water, bread, wine, and word, God continues to show his face and radiate his glory on earth, even in humble temples such as this one. Many in Christendom are armed with law-saturated three-ring binders or glitzy videos that are luring pastors and parishes with their talk and offers of glory and success in ministry. Many of them even put all the burden at the pastor's feet as the key to success and glory in ministry. Paul points each of us this morning back to Christ as the key to competency, to sufficiency in ministry, and to glory that is offered. As we hear and see the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ in the divine service, we are led to reject all limitations and look no further for the glory of God here on earth. Rather, we exclaim with the evangelist John, we have seen his glory, the glory of the only begotten from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen.